Over the last, I don't know, probably 10 days or so, I've had a number of conversations. And, well, of course, obviously, most people have a lot of conversations if they, you know, whatever. But anyway, in these conversations, there was a word that kept coming up. Actually, three times, talking to various people, they brought in the word mindset. Mindset. You know, and I was like thinking, well, maybe it's kind of like Sesame Street, you know, and they have the same word over and over again. Maybe it's for a reason. And so I was begin thinking about that word, and I know I preached a message, I don't know, camp meeting, a couple camp meetings ago, or Winter Bible Seminar ago, called The Mindset of a Champion. But I was thinking about the word mindset, and then thinking about the mindset of a Christian, how our mindset needs to be different than the mindset of a worldly person or mindset of someone of the world. And so today's message is called The Mindset of a Christian. In order to know what a mindset of a Christian is, we have to know what a mindset is. So, you know, of course, I went to verywellmind.com. Most of you probably have never been there before, but I'm a Googleologist. So verywellmind.com says, what is a mindset? Your mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. It influences how you think, feel, and behave in any given situation. And there are two basic mindsets, fixed and growth. If you have a fixed mindset, you believe your abilities are fixed traits and therefore can't be changed. You may also believe that your talent and intelligence alone leads to success and effort is not required. On the flip side, if you have a growth mindset, you believe that your talents and abilities can develop over time through effort and persistence. People with this mindset don't necessarily believe that everyone can become Einstein or Mozart just because they try. They do, however, believe that everyone can get smarter or more talented if they work at it. Now, you know, a mindset is the way you think at all times. And if you go on and on to read, because I did, your mindset develops when you're very young by people telling you. That's one thing, you know, I do appreciate, because my parents brought me up, you know, knowing the Word of God. I've known the Word of God all my life. But now one thing that Dad would always do is every time my dad would always drop me and my sister off at school, and whenever he would let us out, he would say that Daddy loves you and Jesus loves you and you can do anything you want to do. And you know, that mindset really, you know, I've always thought in my mind, whatever I want to do, I can do it. Now, of course, the Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. But you know, I've always had that mindset that there's nothing that I cannot do. There's nothing I cannot achieve. And I thank God, you know, not only from a biblical standpoint, but Dad always, you know, put that in us. And we need to understand, you know, as a parent, as a coach, as a mentor, as a children's worker, we should always put that kind of mindset in our kids. You know, I remember when I was back doing youth ministry, there was one individual that I'm not, you know, in case they're here, I'm not going to mention any names. I don't think they're in the church anymore. I don't think that, but they came in because, while we were having a session about their child, this single mom said, you know, If you don't straighten up, you're going to end up in jail just like your father is, or something like that. I mean, and I started, and I guess she did it on a regular basis, just telling him he's going to end up in prison. He's going to end up, you know, a worthless individual, and we should never have that. But our mindset is, you know what, we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. And now, going on the growth mindset and the fixed mindset, a fixed mindset says this: either I'm good at it or I'm not. A growth mindset says I can learn to do anything I want. A fixed mindset says that's just who I am. I can't change it. A growth mindset says I am constantly evolving, work in progress. Fixed mindset says if you have to work hard, you don't have the ability. A growth mindset says the more you challenge yourself, the smarter you become. A fixed mindset says if I don't try, then I won't fail. A growth mindset says I only fail when I stop trying. A fixed mindset says that job position is totally out of my league. A growth mindset says that job position looks challenging. Let me have it. You know, Henry Ford says this, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. You know, if you think you can do it, you can do it. If you think you can't, you can't. But you know what? It comes down to our faith. What do we believe about ourselves? What do we believe about our God? What do we believe? You know, because the greater one is on the inside of us. And, you know, when we become a Christian, we have to change our mindset. We don't think, you know, like the world. You know, first of all, let's go back to this. It says, so when we look at what a Christian mindset is, it is a set of attitudes and beliefs that are influenced by one's faith in Jesus Christ, the Bible. But there is more to it than that. Just having a set of Christian-based beliefs, it is about fully surrendering to God, body, soul, and mind. Our faith becomes a foundation for all things we do, think, feel, act, and believe, and so on. You know, when you think about a mindset of Christ, you think about, you know, you can think about what Christ did when he was on the earth. Now, if there's anybody that had a right to complain, it would be Jesus Christ. Think of that. He came from heaven, you know, he, you know, and then he came down to become a mere man. And think about this, you know, I mean, like, God, why am I here? Why'd you put me in this situation? I mean, you know, I used to be able to do everything, but now I'm just a mere man. But you know what? We need to change our mind. Going back to the Old Testament, Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verses 8 and 9, it says this, New Living Translation, my thoughts are nothing like your thoughts, says the Lord, and my ways are far beyond anything you can imagine. For just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. Now, when I read that, that's obviously the New Living Translation, I think about the Rhema Singers and Band. The late Wayne Stevens would sing the song, I Will Move Up Higher. And in that song, we talked about that. My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. Now God is saying, you know what? My thoughts are higher than your thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. But when you become a born again Christian, you can have the same thought pattern, the same mindset that God has, and you should have that mindset. You need to grow beyond what a natural person thinks, because a natural person thinks that there's, you know, they're not going to make it. But when you know who you are in Christ Jesus, you know what? Your mind says, you know, I'm going to get through this. This is only temporal. This isn't eternal. This is temporal. This is temporary. You know, going to the New Testament, there's many verses about mindset, and but first of all, let's talk about this. 2 Corinthians 5:17. I'll read from the New Living Translation since I'm already there. It says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone. Now a new life has begun. So whenever, you know, the old creature has passed away and the new creature is there, so is the mindset. Your old mindset has to leave. And your new mindset has to come in. Now, obviously, we think about that, you know, in a sin-conscious, you know, type thing, you know, not sinning. But you know what? Our new mindset also has to understand that we can trust in the Lord, and we're going to get through this situation. We can have faith in God. And it's simply that mindset that will get us through life. Because I'm telling you what, life is not always easy. Situations are going to happen. And I tell you that each and every time you go through a situation where it looks like there's no way out, the devil will try to tell you there's no way out. You're not going to make it. But a Christian mindset says, you know what? I will make it. I'm going to get to the other side. I'm going to make it. I'm going to get through this situation. Ephesians 4:22 says this, throw off your old sinful nature and your former way of life, which is corrupt by lust and deception. Instead, let the Spirit renew your thoughts and attitudes. Put on your new nature, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. Of course, Romans 12:2, most of you know this, says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. You know what? We don't have to think like the world thinks. You know, the world thinks that there is no way. God says, you know what? I'll make a way. Now, you know, when I was thinking about the mindset of Jesus, I never read in the Gospels where Jesus sat around complaining about everything. But if I read Christian statuses on Facebook, I hear a lot of complaining. But, you know, the interesting part about it is, you know, while we do that sometimes, you know what? A lot of us that know the Bible, we go back to the Old Testament. Remember the children of Israel? The children of Israel on their way to the promised land, all right? I mean, they had, talking about, you know, we had the leading of the Spirit of God, but they had a cloud that led them by the daytime. They had fire that led them by nighttime. They would come out every morning and have food sitting out there. I mean, you know, talking about provision, I mean, think about that. I mean, better than DoorDash. I guess kind of is like DoorDash, but, you know, someone doesn't have to bring it to you. You don't have to pay for it. They don't charge you extra enormous prices to send it home and get your food, you know. And they still complained. I mean, how do you complain? You're like, you know, I mean, you know, you walk out the front door and pick up your food. I mean, you know, that's easy. Now, the thing about it is, you know, we talk about them complaining, but we do the same thing. God says he has provided for us, but we're complaining. But instead of complaining, let's put on the mindset of Christ and think, you know what? It's all going to be okay. We're going to get through this situation. You know, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to trust in the Lord. It's going to be okay. Because I've heard a lot of complaining recently. I mean, you know, I get it. Gas prices, Dad just said last night, this is the highest fuel prices have ever been in the state of Oklahoma. You know, I mean, you know, we make oil here, so. Now, what's interesting, I'm not really that old, but I remember back in the... I remember when I was in high school, it was the mid-80s, I guess I started driving like 85, 86, something like that. I had a 79 Trans Am. Got great gas mileage. 8 miles to the gallon. Literally. 8 miles to the gallon. And had to run on, you know, I had to use super unleaded. You know, so I had a little higher octane. And I would remember we had a gas station not too far from us, and sometimes that they would have a special super unleaded, unleaded prices. And I remember, I mean, normally it was around a dollar a gallon, but I remember one time paying like 57 cents a gallon for super unleaded, 93 octane. Man, I wish I had those days back again, you know. You know, so at least when your car does get 8 miles at a gallon, 58 cents a gallon is not too bad. And I don't feel like I'm that old. And I get it. Fuel prices are high, and I get it. You can blame everybody you want to, why it's happening, you know, but ultimately, it's the devil's fault. And I'm not calling anybody the devil. I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. I know we blame the president, but I don't see anybody trying to pass a bill in Congress to try to do anything to bring down inflation or do any stuff. I mean, you know, from either party, I mean, I don't see anybody getting on TV with some kind of great idea. All I do is see that gas prices are going up and so is milk. The other day, I don't normally buy milk at Quick Trip, but you know, Walmart closes at 11 o'clock and it's after 11, you don't have much choice. I walked into Quick Trip and paid $6.15 for a gallon of milk. $6.15 for a gallon of milk. And that, I mean, you know, I know you're like, well, at least you don't need 28 gallons to fill your tank, but still, it's ridiculous. But you know what? It doesn't matter because, I mean, you know, although I don't like it, but I can still trust in my God. My mindset needs to, you know what? I'm not going to gripe. I'm going to just simply trust in the Lord. It's all going to be okay. I mean, you know, now other people I know are griping and things, and they're trying to figure out, you know, what to do. But sometimes we don't know what to do. But we need to think like Jesus thought. Jesus never worried about stuff. In fact, he talked about, you know, not worrying about anything. Now, Ephesians, the sixth chapter, you know, talking about the armor of God. Anyone ever read that? Yeah. Ephesians 6:13 says, therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so you'll be able to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these things, hold the shield of faith to stop the fiery darts of the devil, and we talk about that quite a bit. But verse 17 says, put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, the salvation of your helmet, that's your thought life. See, whenever you're saved, when you become a child of God, your mind changes. It changes from, you know, I can't to I can through Christ. Now, here's the thing is that, you know, in your natural mind, you're not going to be able to do it. But through Christ, you can do all things. And you have to have that attitude that, you know what, I can do all things. And, you know, in fact, the Bible says that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. We're going to get through this situation. We're going to get, you know, through it. You know, the deal is many times people are trying to figure out, how am I going to get through it? The Bible doesn't tell you to figure out how you're going to get through anything. In fact, the Bible tells us only to believe. It doesn't tell us to figure it out. Not one time in the Bible does it tell us to figure it out. It doesn't. Says to believe. Only believe. Now, so many people are trying to figure out what to do, how to do it, how are we going to get through this, but you know what? It's going to work out. Now, we all know what Philippians 4:19 says, but we don't act like it sometimes. It says, the New Living Translation says this, and the same God who takes care of me will supply all your need from his glorious riches, which has been given us in Christ Jesus, unless we're in the middle of a recession, or unless inflation is at record high numbers, unless gas is, no, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't say, you know, when things are going terrible, that God's not going to meet our needs. Paul says, the same God that meets my needs is also going to meet your needs. But here's one thing you have to do. You have to believe he's going to meet your needs. You have to believe that. That has to be your mindset. You know what? He's going to meet my needs. Why? Because the Bible says so. Now, my grandfather taught me a long time ago that God says it, I believe it, and that settles it for me. So if you're trying to figure out what to do, then you need to go to Philippians 4:19. Instead of griping and complaining to all your friends. See, what happens is you're showing your mindset instead of the mind of Christ. If we have the mind of Christ, you know, and I know there's plenty of things in the mind of Christ that we need to do. You know, we need to have, you know, love, joy, compassion, mercy, forgiveness toward other people. You know, but right now, I'm telling you that the number one thing on everyone's mind is inflation. I talk to people all the time. That's your number one thing because they're like, how am I going to get through this situation? Well, I'm telling you, you can get through this situation how you got through every situation. Trust in the Lord. All right, I'm going to read the scripture in a minute, but Philippians 4:19 in the Passion Translation says this, I am convinced that my God will fully satisfy every need you have. For I have seen the abundant riches of glory revealed to me through Jesus Christ. So, you know, I like this. It says, fully satisfy every need you have. That's pretty good. So, what needs do you have? Well, maybe you need some more money. Or maybe you just need to, you know, get free gas for life and you don't have to worry about what it costs. You know, whatever you need, the Bible says to ask him. It says whatever we ask in his name, that he'll do it. Anyone ever read that in the Bible? Whatever you ask in his name. Well, you know, because see the riches, it says right here, the riches are in the glory of the Lord. And so instead of complaining, instead of trying to figure it out, why don't we start trusting in God? You know, we're going to make it. Now, I know many of us say, well, if this happens, if that happens, well, yeah, maybe so. But you know what? I mean, I've thought about this. And, you know, I know you say, well, the Fed can do this and this can do that and that can, I mean, you know, but I've heard a lot of people talking very negative that it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And I don't talk that way. It's not going to get worse and worse and worse. I'm going back to how I started the year. Exceedingly, abundantly, more than I can ask or think. That's what God wants for me. Now, the thing about it is, you know, if you're thinking one way, then that's what he's helping you. Most people I talk to, all they're thinking about is how bad it is, how tough it is, how they're never going to make it. You know what? But we can make it. Well, how are we going to make it? Well, going back to the Old Testament, Proverbs 3:5-6 says this, trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means 110%. Give God everything. All right? Do not depend on your own understanding. What does that mean? You know what? Whenever your mind says it can't happen, it's not going to happen, there is no way, you should think differently. That's when you have to change your mindset. You know what? It's going to be okay. We're going to get through this. Well, how are we going to get through it, Craig? I don't know. Doesn't tell me to figure out how. It tells me not to lean to my own understanding. So I don't have to understand how. That's the mindset of a Christian. The mindset of a Christian is, it's going to work. I know what the Bible says, and the Bible says to trust God with everything I got. That means, you know, God, I'm giving this to you because I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how I'm going to get through this. But it's not about you getting through it. It's about him getting you through it. And you know what? Remember going back to the original DoorDash, you know, the children of Israel, God provided for them in the middle of a desert. The Bible says that I am your God and I change not. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You know what? Our God is the same God, and he can provide for us in the middle of our desert, in the middle of our situation, in the middle of our circumstance. But you know what? We need to have the right mindset. Instead of thinking that we can't do it, remember, whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. If you think that there is no way out, you think you can't do it, you think you can't make it, you're not going to be able to. But if you'll put your trust in him, if you put, you know, fully trust in him with everything you got and quit trying to figure everything out, but say, God, you know, this is what I need. Here's where I'm at. You know, a lot of people have fancy prayers. I just pray. I just, you know, pray. I pray to God like I would talk to you. God, this is what I need. This is where I'm at. You know, and either you're going to do your word or you're a liar. That's what Brother Hagin said whenever he was on his deathbed. If you go back to his story, I just called my grandfather Brother Hagin, but that's for you to understand. You know, when he's on his deathbed and he read, you know, Mark 11, 23 and 24, and he says, God, I desire a well body more than anything else in this universe. And if you were standing right here in front of me and told me that I didn't desire a well body, I'd have to call you a liar. You know, and you know what? Then the Lord came to him and says, well, what do well people do at 10 o'clock in the morning? He says, they get up. And so he did. Well, what does the Christian mentality do whenever they're facing obstacles? You know what? They're not moved by what they see. They're not moved by what they feel. But they know what they believe on the inside, and they be a doer of God's word. And what does God's word say? It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not your own understanding. So, you know what? There's another scripture that says that in the Old Testament that says that you know, how is it? What is it? God will keep you in perfect peace and mind and state on thee. What is it? Isaiah 26, 3. So you know what? If you'll keep your mind on him, you'll stay in perfect peace. Well, perfect peace doesn't mean freaking out. It doesn't mean freaking out. It doesn't mean, you know, telling everyone, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do, you know, and put it on Facebook. I don't know what to do. What are you going to do? Well, the Bible says what you do whenever you don't know what to do is you trust in him. And lean not to your own understanding. You don't have to understand how it's going to work. It's not for you to understand, but it's for you to know that the same God that delivered the children of Israel will deliver you. I mean, going back to the children of Israel, think about this. They went, I mean, you know, through the Red Sea with water on both sides. And I know that there are some people saying, well, where they crossed over is only 3 feet deep and it wasn't that big a deal. Then I say, okay, if it was only 3 feet deep, you're telling me that Pharaoh's complete army, all the horses and chariots and all the, they drowned in 3 feet of water? That's a miracle. I don't believe it was 3 feet deep. I believe that God threw it open. When it looked like there was no way for them, God provided a way, and God will provide a way for you to get through your situation. So quit griping and complaining and start trusting in him. I mean, it's just that simple. Lean not to your own understanding. Well, what's the next thing? It says, seek his will in all you do, and he will show you which path to take. What does that mean? Whenever you're going through a situation that you don't know what to do, if you'll trust in him, he'll give you the mind. He'll help you. He'll lead you. He'll guide you. And you're like, well, how's he going to do it? I don't know. It says not to lean to your own understanding. It doesn't say you have to understand. That's why when people tell me they don't understand faith, I always tell them they got it. Because I've heard people say, well, Craig, I don't understand faith. I don't understand how I believe and how I... Then I say, well, you got it. And they say, well, how do I got it? Because the Bible tells us not to understand. It tells us to believe. And if you're trying to... See, what happens is, and I'm all for going to school, all right? I believe that we should learn stuff in school. But when you're in school, everything they tell you is you have to understand. Because if you don't understand, you can't get through this situation. But God is saying, you know what? I got your back. You don't have to understand how it's going to work. Trust in me. Here's the thing. If you can't trust in God, who can you trust in? I mean, who can you put your trust in? If you can't trust in God, the creator of the universe, do you realize from, you know, man came from dust? Now, if you ever studied biology and all this stuff and all the cells and organs, I mean, everything your body has, and I mean, it all came from a bunch of dust. I mean, that's miraculous because all of the, you know, you're, I mean, it all originally started from dust because you know what? Our God is the creator of everything. But you know what? If our God can create everything, our God can help us with the gas prices. He can help us through the inflation. Now, do I want to pay higher gas prices? No. Do I want to have inflation? No. But you know what? It doesn't matter. My God's still going to meet all my needs because that's what I believe. That's what I mean, that's just simply what he says. He's going to show me which way to go. So last two scriptures, Mark 9:23. I'm reading this from the New King James. It says, Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. So you just believe or not. I know I always ask the Shakespeare question, to believe or not to believe, that's the question. You just believe. It says, if you can believe. It doesn't say, it says when you believe. But it's up to you. You're the if. See, now, the reason that sometimes we don't believe is because the devil tries to change our mindset and get us back to the natural mindset because, you know what, the natural thoughts are not God's thoughts. Natural thoughts say, you know what, I don't know how to make it. Natural thoughts say, when Jesus says we're going to the other side, natural thoughts says, this storm's going to stop me. You know, the disciples got all afraid. But you know what, the mindset of a Christian is, you know, there's nothing stopping us. We're going to trust in God. And with God, we're going to get through this. Every time. Then I'll leave you off with my dad's favorite scripture. If he signs your Bible, he signed the scripture. Luke 18:27 says, but he says the things which are impossible with men are possible with God. So when someone tells you, you know what, it's impossible for you to make it, then you tell them, good, I got scripture for that. If anyone tells you that you're in an impossible situation, say, I got scripture for that. The Bible says when I face an impossible situation, my God can cause it to be possible. Because with God, all things are possible. Everything's possible. It doesn't matter. Well, because I've heard people say, well, you know, it doesn't seem like there's any way for me to make it. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm limited by this and that and whatever. But you know what? Our God says that all things are possible to them that believe. And when people say it's impossible, show them the scripture. You know, there's nothing that's impossible. going back to mom's favorite scripture, I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength. Philippians 4:13. There's nothing that's impossible. And you know, that should be your mindset. Now, I get it. You know, we have to always renew our mind, because see, our mind will try to slip back into the old mindset with the help of the devil and a few other people around the world. There's people who will try to tell you, well, don't you understand what's going on? Yeah, but don't you understand the Bible? Well, don't you understand? You know, it doesn't matter. The Bible says, remember when Jesus was going through temptation, every time the devil said something, he would say, for it is written, it is written, it is written. Well, it's written, put your trust in the Lord and lean not your own understanding. It's written, the things that are possible to man are possible with God. It is written, if I believe, all things are possible. It is written that God's going to take care of me. All my needs are met according to his riches and glory. So my mindset shouldn't be like everybody else. It shouldn't be, you know, I don't care. I mean, you know, we live in the real world. The real world's not going to get any better. In fact, the Bible talks about it's going to get worse. You know, there's going to be wars, rumors of wars, and all kinds of things. And I point out, Matthew 24 uses the word pestilences. Well, what's a pestilence? Well, it's a pest, but it means there's going to be pandemics. All right, but you know what? I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. I'm going to get through this. You're going to get through this. We're all going to get through this. We're going to change our mindset. We're going to think like we need to think. We're going to know that our God is going to get us through every single time. See, you have to, you know, now we talked about, you know, that a mindset can be a fixed mindset or can be a growth mindset. And yes, we need to have a growth mindset. We need to grow and understand how God thinks. You know, maybe go back to the 90s, WWJD, whenever you're facing a situation. Well, would Jesus gripe and complain on Facebook about this? Would Jesus think we're not going to make it? I mean, we're talking about, you know, remember, whenever they came to him with a problem, like, you know what, there's like 5,000 people here and we don't know food. Oh, we got a couple of fishes and some bread. And he says, you know what? Just give me those things. We're going to feed everybody with them. Well, how are you going to do that? Same way he's going to feed you. Same way he's going to get things to you. How'd that work? I don't know. It wasn't about my understanding. It was just about me believing. And I believe, you know, that Jesus Christ is the same. He's going to get me through this situation. He's going to get me through every situation. There is no situation that I'm not going to get through. And so I need to change the way I think. Change the way you act. Change the way you talk. And it will all be okay. Heavenly Father, we just thank you and we praise you. We magnify you for everything that you're doing in our life. And we thank you, Father, that everything is going to your glory. And Father God, no matter what's going on in this world, we thank you that we'll learn to trust in you, that we'll learn to follow after you, and we'll not lean to our own understanding, but we'll trust in you in every situation and every circumstance. And we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. But Father God, we thank you right now as we're here in this room. If anyone is here in this room that does not know your son Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, that they won't leave this place without the saving knowledge of him. If you're here in this room and you say, Craig, I've never been saved. I've never asked Jesus Christ to become Lord and Savior in my life, and I want to today. Just lift your hand. We want to pray with you across this auditorium. If you're here today and you've never been saved, you've never asked him to be Lord and Savior of your life, and you want to today, lift your hand. Amen. There's a hand over there. Thank you. Or maybe you're here today and you said, Craig, I know what it is to be saved. At one time, I walked with God, but I turned my back and I went away. And I want to rededicate my life to God today. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you. You say, I want to rededicate my life publicly today. Or maybe you're here and you say, Craig, I don't know whether I'm saved or not, but I want to be. I want to be saved. If that's you, lift your hand. We want to pray with you across the auditorium. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand up. I think that there's one hand, or maybe there's more. Whether you lifted your hand for prayer or you should have lifted your hand for prayer, just come down here. We want to pray with you. We want to make sure that you leave this place as a child of God. If you lifted your hand for prayer, or you didn't lift your hand, but you should have, just come down here. I think we had one hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Amen. Hallelujah. If you lift your hand for prayer or didn't lift your hand, and you should have, just come down here. We'll just give you a few moments. Amen. Maybe you were stretching. Heavenly Father, we just thank you that if anyone is here that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, we thank you for sending laborers across our path on a daily basis. And we thank you, Father, for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And amen. Amen. Do you have something you want to sing?
Move the immovable.
It is done.
Amen. I just want to challenge you this week and every week that when you're going through life and something happens and you begin to think a natural mindset, I want you to think about the mindset of Jesus Christ. How would Jesus react in this situation? And I want you to know that you're going to get through every situation. Just trust in Him. Amen? Amen. Well, you know the way that we do it. The pastors will be at the door to shake your hands. Don't forget tonight at 6 o'clock. If you're a first-time visitor, first of all, we're glad to have you today. The connection team is in the aisle. That they want to take you back to the North Lobby very, very quickly and give you a gift. Amen? Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm headed to the north door. Bill's headed to the south door. Dad and Mom are the east door. And Denise and Don are at the west door. God bless you guys. Take care. 6 o'clock tonight. Amen.
Move.